This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your Wednesday to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Wednesday, you are invited out to Island Community Church tonight. If you don't have a church home, if you'd just like to visit church tonight, I invite you out to Island, where we study the Word of God, Bible study. That's what we do in our midweek service. We meet at 6 o'clock tonight. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. It's only an hour and 10 minutes or so. We're in the Gospel of Luke. I believe we're in chapter 13 this week. We'd love to see you. Sunday mornings, we're in the book of Romans, as we're about to start here in just a moment. We're in chapter 13 this coming week. We're looking at the submitting to the government and those that are in authority, presidents and kings. And we're also going to look at when not to obey. When does that cross the line? Not very often, but we're going to look at that as well this Sunday morning at 10:30. That's my sermon. Here today, this is part three of this message, Be Ye Transformed. It's the first commandments after all the teaching in the book of Romans. Starts with the word therefore. I beseech you, brothers, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service, and do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. I have learned in my studies here, other than sexual immorality, there's no greater command or warning in the Bible than the warning of not to be attached to this world. You read about it in James 4:4, 1 John 2:15, and now here Peter as well. Well, why should it surprise you when Satan is the god of this world, the Apostle Paul calls him. The Lord Jesus calls him the ruler of this world. Certainly it makes sense to me not to get attached to it. All right, this is part three of this message now. Be ye transformed.
Imagine that. The same thing that happened to the Lord Jesus can happen to you too. You are commanded to. Not that this can happen to you. You are ordered by the general to be transformed, metamorphe. This metamorphosis to change forms is actually in your grasp here today. Otherwise, he wouldn't command you to do it if you couldn't do it. It's like, I command you to run a 2-minute mile. I can't do that. I command you to fly at Mach 3 without being in an airplane. I command you to be transformed from this world. Metamorphe, just like Jesus did on the Mount of Transfiguration. And yet, that I can do. Hallelujah. Think about what happened to the Lord Jesus Christ on the Mount. His face shone like the sun, and he changed who he was right in front of them. He starts all shining and glowing. His clothes became whiter than any crest cleaners could make. And that too can happen to you. Not only can it, you're commanded to. All right, how? My shirt, how can we do that? Certainly he must have meant something different, a little bit different. Let's find out how we can do this. Now, Jesus changed forms into his true form because he's God. And you're not God. But you can be transformed as well. And it happens to you by what the Bible calls renewing your mind. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The rest of the verse gives the reason why. So that you may prove or test what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Prove, again, means test and see. So, do not be conformed to this world, but rather be transfigured just like Jesus. You obey this command by renewing your mind. Okay. Mind, in this case, is soul. Okay? Like I mentioned a few weeks back, that you are a three-part being. Spirit, soul, and body. Your spirit is one with the Lord. The part in you that's born again. The part in you that does not sin. The part in you that when you die and leave this world, the angels are going to come and take away. Your spirit is born again. Your body is corrupt as the day is long. Paul said that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. Your body is given a 99-year lease to a person named sin that lives on the inside of you and is unredeemable. Now your soul, now hear me here, your soul can be influenced by what you put into it. Your soul is influenceable by what you put into it, not your body. Your body is corrupt. And always will be corrupt. And is best friends with Satan. You can't change that. But your soul can be changed. And influenced. Your soul is influenced by what you feed it. What you put into it. Your soul is your heart. Your emotions. And indeed, like today's text, your mind. Now that's in a couple different places in the Bible. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, it says, let your spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at his coming. He who is faithful will do it. And another one, Hebrews 4, we're going to get to here in a minute. But God is telling us through the Apostle Paul that you can be transformed, each and every one of you, by renewing your soul or your mind. I love this definition of renew. Renew means a renovation. A renovation which makes a person different than in the past. Ever seen the show Property Brothers? HGTV, those two identical twins? It's Property Brothers. They're coming in and they're cleaning house. Out with the old junk, in with the new. Or Chip and Joanna Gaines. Get the sledgehammer out and go to town. Out with the old junk. This is how you're transformed. Out with the old stinking thinking. Out with the old junk that you've pondered. Out with the old worldly junk. You see, the thing is, when you're saved, you don't realize that this stuff doesn't go away. Your old nature doesn't go away. Your old thoughts just don't go away. But you've got a battle in your hands now. And you have to wage this battle every day. A renovation. Now let me share with you how to accomplish that. It's all found right here in this book. This is where your renovation comes from, right here. But you say, maybe, I don't have time to read. I'm a busy person. Then I say to you, you will not be able to transform yourself. And you'll find that the opposite is true, which is conforming to this world. You transform yourself by soaking your spirit in the Word of God daily. Personally, I don't mean to boast, but I've never spent a day since the day I was saved 20-something years ago. 25 years ago, I've never spent a day in my born-again life that I did not read a portion of God's Word. The Bible's just a book, perhaps you're thinking to yourself. Or maybe you say to yourself, easy for him, he's a Bible freak and I'm not. Well, that's true. I am a freak, Bible freak. But you can be a Bible freak too, because God is no respecter of persons. What he's done for me, he wants to do. He wants your addiction to be this book too. How bad do you want it is the question. All right, turn with me, Hebrews chapter 4. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed. Metamorphe. Awesome thought. You can change forms on the inside by reading and studying the Word of God. How is that possible? We're going to find that out. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. It says this. It says, for the Word of God is living. All right, stop. Look at that. It says, the Word of God is living. Do you see that? The Word of God is living. The Bible is alive. It's not a dead book. For the Word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division. Notice there's text number two of separating soul and spirit. Like I said before, man's a three-part being. Piercing to the division of soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and as a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. You see, you transform yourself by soaking your spirit in the Word of God daily. No Bible, no transformation. It's as simple as that. No Bible, no transformation. No Bible, no transformation. If you don't spend time in the Word of God, you're not going to transform that day. And then you go 2 days without spending time in the Word of God, 3 days. My wife would not want to be near me if I'd gone 2 days without spending time in the Word of God. Really. I'd be one ugly critter if I went 2 days without spending time in the Word of God. All right, turn with me to 2 Timothy. Flip back just a couple pages. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Just want you to see what's so special about reading your Bible. And it's not just some old figure of speech. The Bible says the Bible is living. Isn't it funny how you read and study your Bible? Sometimes you can read something you've read a million times and then you learn something new next time you read it. It's because this book is alive. It's living. You're not reading Tom Sawyer. You're reading the Word of your Creator, Almighty God. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. All Scripture. Look at that. First two words. All Scripture. Not some Scripture. That New Revised Standard Version put the word inspired before Scripture. All inspired Scripture, meaning only the inspired part, not the rest. That's what happens when you have liberal Bible translators.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.